We'll travel to Oregon now, where some residents are pushing to move the state line so that they can join their neighboring state of Idaho. The movement, known as Move Oregon's Border for a Greater Idaho, is looking to redraw the border between Oregon and Idaho so that about 20 rural conservative Oregon counties can instead become part of Idaho. These counties say that they want to do this because they want a Republican-led government. Oregon's state government is currently controlled by Democrats, while Idaho's state government is controlled by Republicans. Critics of the idea have called the plan bad for America and have stated that the U.S. political system works best when there's a balance of different viewpoints. But members of the group pushing for change have said rural Oregon is politically outnumbered in its state and that their voices have been ignored for years. The group believes their livelihoods, industries, and freedoms are hurt by the policies of a government that doesn't share their values. Still, those opposed to the idea believe dividing America into politically like-minded people is the opposite of a healthy country. We'll hear now from CNN national correspondent Kyung La looking at both sides of this debate.
It's extremely frustrating. The rules and regulations that they're making that make sense in the city don't make sense out here.
Out here in eastern Oregon, the expansive rural region, and Sandy Gilson's home, where we're walking is a world away from the urban cities of the state.
Do you have anything in common with Portland?
Oh, sure, we're all people.
But, she says, that's about it. And the signs dotting the east tell you what many people here want, known as the Greater Idaho Movement. Redraw the state line. So liberal Portland and the other Democratic cities are Oregon. And eastern Oregon, overwhelmingly Republican, joins largely conservative Idaho. Nearly all of Oregon's 17 eastern county governments have approved plans to leave and form a larger Idaho resembling the logo on Sandy Gilson's hat.
Is this about politics or differences?
Both. We are very different people. I don't believe that the Oregon government as a whole and the supermajority that has been in power there for many decades is listening to Eastern Oregon at all.